This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. After being criticized and encircled by Ukrainian forces, Russia has pulled troops out from the eastern Ukrainian city that it had been using as a frontline hub. It was the latest victory for the Ukrainian counteroffensive that had also humiliated and angered the Kremlin. The city of Lyman was a key transportation hub for the Russian offensive, and the latest victory for the Ukrainian counteroffensive that humiliated a day after earlier, Moscow had annexed part of it for Russia. Kyiv has also retaken vast swaths of territory beginning in September. With Lyman recaptured, Ukrainian forces can now push further into the occupied Luhansk region, one of the four regions that Russia annexed on Friday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and his military have vowed to keep fighting to liberate all regions from Russian control. Ukraine's nuclear power provider says that the Russian forces have blindfolded and detained the head of Europe's largest nuclear power plant. This is just hours after Moscow illegally annexed a swath of the Ukrainian territories in a possible attempt to secure Moscow's hold on the newly annexed territory. Russian forces seized the director general of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, Ihor Moroshov, around 4 p.m. on Friday. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday signed treaties to absorb Luhansk and more. This is VOA News. Dozens of Florida residents in the U.S. Left their flooded and splintered homes by boats and by air. Rescuers continue to search for survivors in the wake of Hurricane Ian. In South Carolina and North Carolina states, authorities were surveying the damage on Saturday from Ian's blow. The death toll from the storm grew to nearly three dozen, with deaths reported in Cuba, Florida, and North Carolina. The storm has since weakened as it rolled up into the mid-Atlantic, but not before it washed out bridges and piers. It also hurled massive boats into buildings on shore and sheared rooftops off of the homes, leaving hundreds of thousands without power. Venezuela's government has now freed seven Americans imprisoned in the South American country in exchange for the release of two nephews of the President Nicolas Maduro's wife, who had been jailed for years by the United States on drug smuggling convictions. The swap of the Americans, including five oil executives in prison for nearly 5 years, is the largest trade of detained citizens that the Biden administration has ever carried out. It amounts to an unusual gesture of goodwill by Maduro as he looks to rebuild relations with the U.S. after vanquishing most of his opponents and follows months of secretive talks, including repeated visits to Venezuela over the last year by Washington's top hostage negotiator. Protesters in Burkina Faso's capital have now attacked the French embassy after the military junta in charge accused France of sheltering the ousted interim president. Tensions mounted in the capital of the West African nation. This is a day after the military officers overthrew the Lieutenant Colonel Paul-Henri Deniba, who had been seized power in a coup less than 9 months earlier. The officers who seized control late Friday said Deniba had failed to improve the security situation in Burkina Faso, which has been struggling to tamp down violence by Islamic extremists. The French government has denied sheltering Deniba and says that neither the embassy nor the French military camp has ever hosted him. More at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com.